ओम जनाचिवरंदशाकनंजनाशलकया चक्षुर विरिकाम येन तस्माय श्रीगुरवे नमः. माय नेम इज गुरुकृष्ण गोस्वामी. आई वाज इनिशिएटेड इन द बिगिनिंग ऑफ 1972 in Dallas, Texas, right here. And I was here when Radhakalaji... I was here to help with the installation for Radhakalachandri when they were situated just on like a linoleum altar. I don't know if any of you were here in that day, but I saw Prabhupada so deep. So what inspires me and keeps me in Krishna consciousness is the same thing that brought me to Krishna consciousness, which is Srila Prabhupada's Vani. And I'll just tell a very brief story because I know we only have two more minutes. Before I joined the movement, I was given a Krishna book. It was in 1968 or 69. And I read the story of a little blue boy stealing butter and feeding it to some monkeys, probably rhesus monkeys. So I didn't understand who that little blue boy was, and I didn't know anything about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. However, that image stuck in my mind, and I kept dreaming about the little blue boy stealing butter and feeding it to monkeys, and I thought I was going crazy. I almost went to a psychiatrist. So that was the potency of Srila Prabhupada's words, the connection with Srila Prabhupada. And that potency inspired me later on to do something I never wanted to do, which is join the Hare Krishna movement, which basically meant shaving off my hair and wearing a dress, which was an anathema to me. So, to this day, of course I understand now who that little blue boy is and who the monkeys were, etc., etc. But to this day, Srila Prabhupada's Vani very much inspires me and connects me with Srila Prabhupada and keeps me enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. And I want to dedicate my life to helping others connect to Srila Prabhupada through his Vani. As I said this year in Vrindavan, that even if someone is not directly initiated by Srila Prabhupada, they can have a very deep personal connection. There's no loss by being attached to Srila Prabhupada's words, his books. And nowadays I don't find devotees reading so much Srila Prabhupada's books like we did in the early days. We have 5-6 classes a day. And I find many devotees haven't even read Bhagavad Gita, what to speak of the other books. So I want to encourage everyone to remain connected and inspired and stay in Krishna consciousness in that way. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
My name is Yogendra.